Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gus Fauché is here. Gus is a new friend. He's Senior Vice President and Chief Deputy Economist at PNC Financial Services Group, an organization that I've been talking with on the show. They've been joining me on the show over the years with their economic report on survey that they do of small businesses. We've been doing this now for a long time, but Gus is here for the first time, and we're glad he is. Gus, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So you guys, tell the audience, remind the audience about your survey.
Sure. We do a small business survey twice a year. We go out and interview small business owners throughout the country, and we've been doing this through 2005, so we have a pretty long history to look over in terms of comparing how small business owners are feeling.
Right, and so in general, what was the overarching sentiment that you found from small businesses this time?
So this is our fall.
This is as of October, right?
Yes. So this is our fall 2016 survey. And what we did is we asked people how they feel about the economy, if they could choose one word about the economy. And what we had was about 55% said hope, 16% said enthusiasm, 11% chose fear, and 6% chose anger. So I think the fact that more than half the respondents said hope is an indication that they do feel that things are slowly getting better, but they obviously still have some concerns about the way the economy is going and the way their own small businesses are going.
I think you're exactly right about that. When I poll my audience, what I've been getting now for the last several years is about two-thirds to three-fourths are in that category, but only about 20% are in the very excited category, and the other 45 to 50% in that second group, what I call the second group, they're the ones who saying, you know, we're happy, but things sure could be better. You know what I mean? We're surviving. Things sure could be better. That seems to be the big chunk in what I'm finding out. Is that compared to yours?
No, I think that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, overall we have small businesses feel that either things are either stable or slowly getting better. We don't have a lot of really strong enthusiasm about economic prospects, but I think that's consistent with what we're seeing in the overall economy. We have an economy that is growing, but it's growing slowly, and I think that our small business owner results reflect that. About half expect sales to increase over the next 6 months or so, and about just a little bit less than half expect profits to rise as well.
One of the things that I have seen going on over the last several years has been those companies that have survived the Great Recession and the collapse in the Great Recession and 7 years of 2% or less growth. Those that are still in business have found a way to operate at that level, and then basically by definition, it pretty much means that they've deleveraged. So their balance sheets look a lot better than they did a few years ago. I wonder if that kind of tight operating is making them a little optimistic and maybe making them feel a little less vulnerable. What do you think about that, Gus?
I think that's true. I mean, obviously, you know, the experiences in 2008, 2009, 2010 were life-changing for many small business owners. It's a near-death experience for many of these small businesses. And so I think that they have deleveraged. They've been cautious coming out of the recession in terms of hiring, in terms of capital expenditures. And I think we still see some of that. On net business, businesses are planning to hire, but it's only 22% that expect to hire employees, in our survey.
Mm-hmm.
Spending plans are a little bit soft still, and so I think the businesses are cautious because they are concerned about taking on too much debt.
And I want to get into some of those specific elements a little bit more in a little bit, but when you talk to them about their business, and their sales. What did they tell you? You said a number of them said that they were expecting sales increases over the next 6 months.
Yes, about half of them are.
Mm-hmm. And do you know which industry these are? Are they internally? Are they broken down by retail or B2B? Do you know any of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a broad range. So it's construction, it's small manufacturing businesses,
it's
retail. And generally, I do think that manufacturing industries are facing more difficulty right now. I think primarily because of the strong dollar and weak global economic growth. And it's more construction and retail industries that I think expect to see stronger sales growth in the near term.
And on the hiring side, you mentioned that. The majority of them are hopeful or optimistic about the future, they're still not planning to hire much, are they?
That's right. We have about 22% of businesses expect to hire over the next 6 months. You know, only about 8% expect to cut staffing, so still we have a net positive there. But, you know, if we go back to, you know, let's say a decade or so ago, about a third of businesses were expecting to hire. So the share is substantially lower. I think what businesses are trying to do is they're trying to get more from their current workforces, and so they're being cautious about hiring, and they don't want to be caught with too many workers.
Isn't that the other bookend of the optimism response? You know, if a small business is optimistic, they're truly optimistic, they're probably thinking about hiring somebody, aren't they?
That's right. And I do think that this reflects, you know, a little bit of unease with the way things are going, that people feel that the economy is improving, but perhaps not quickly enough, and given that they are being cautious in their hiring. So I think it does reflect some anxiety about current economic conditions.
What bothers me about what some people take from your report, Gus, is your report is really solid. It's really good, well, really scientific, and I like the way you guys do it. But a lot of people will cherry pick this kind of a report, and the headline will be "Small businesses are optimistic about the future," and that's what they'll take away from this because you could put those numbers together like that. But when you look at the whole picture, small businesses the ones I meet and the ones I am around and the ones that I think respond to my polls and to yours, I think basically there's an underlying unease going on right now in the economy. Would you agree with that or not?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, obviously it's been a difficult decade for small businesses. I think that they are appropriately cautious. And then you add in the election season, and obviously that's raised a lot of uncertainty
I want to come back after this break. I want to ask you about that. I want to see what you found out in terms of the election coming up and some of the regulations that they're going to be imposing them real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.